And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting edition of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to open a wine that was recommended to me by my friend Stephanie. And we're going to try that. She was in the chat a few weeks ago and recommended a Fitvine wine. So I'm going to try it out tonight. We're going to do it live, and we're going to see how it pairs up with some food. We have some foods here that my lovely wife Chi has prepared. If you're joining me for the first time, this is of course a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do normally have some show notes, but guess what? I was so intent on getting everything else ready, I forgot to write down my show notes. So I'm going to do this from memory. We'll see how well this goes, won't we? If you're joining me for the first time, this is a show that we do every week at 10 p.m. on Saturday nights on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Drink with Rick, and on our YouTube channel, Drink with Rick, and Twitch. Twitch is Drink with Rick 1. You can join me on Twitch in the chat. All the chats are open and live. Join in the chat. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking or what you'd like to see me drinking. And if I can, I'll see if I can get a hold of a bottle in and drink it, just like what we're going to do tonight. You can also join on Twitter if you want to watch on Twitter. It's at Drink with Rick. Of course, the website is live up and about. It's up 24/7, but we're live right now on the website, and that is drinkwithrick.com. And on drinkwithrick.com on the website, we don't have a chat going, but you can click on the post for this show episode, for this live episode, and you can comment in the comments down below, and I'll read your comments and respond in kind. Also, you can email me, rick@savoiamedia.com. That's rick@savoiamedia.com with any thoughts, comments, good or bad. Feedback, I welcome all feedback, good or bad, indifferent, whatever. Wine recommendations. If you are a winery or a wine distributor or a wine store that wants to promote a wine, send me a bottle and I'll review it. I'll give it a fair review for full disclosure. I'll get a fair review and open it. We'll taste it and see how it goes. Now, I also have the podcast. The podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights. It's Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. You can hear the show go out, and it's available at pretty much everywhere you can get a podcast. Okay, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, of course, formerly known as iTunes, and Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, and Deezer, and Stitcher. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. There's a whole list. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Yes, Spotify and TuneIn. You can get it on the Android. Get it on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, which I mentioned. Deezer also I mentioned. You can also do it by email. You can subscribe by email, and you just click on the email subscription, and you'll get every new episode as soon as it comes down, as soon as it's released. And, of course, the RSS feed. So you can do all of that at drinkwithrick.com. Now, let's take a look at the wine. We're going to open tonight. Let's see if we have anybody in the chat first. Nothing really going on in the chat so far on Facebook. I don't trust this new Facebook streaming thing they've got here, and it's cut on me quite a bit in the past. So sometimes it cuts out on me, and everybody else says it looks and sounds fine. It's kind of iffy for me. I don't know what it is, but it's not always. I don't know. It just doesn't seem that reliable to me. Anyway, so and that was my phone, and I'm not going to respond to. Well, maybe. Okay, Ed just sent me a test, said he didn't see me on the wine. Yes, I am. Hopefully everybody can see me. If you can't see me, let me know, and we'll see if we can get that fixed. But it seems to be, everything else seems to be okay right now on the, that was my good friend Ed, and he just texted me, said, yeah, he says, don't see you with the wine. Are you okay? Oh, he doesn't see me with wine. we're about to open up the wine, and then we'll be okay. So thanks, Ed. I appreciate that. Okay, so here's what we're opening tonight. And this was recommended by my friend Stephanie Lee, who is a fellow podcaster. And Stephanie recommended a few weeks ago, she recommended a Fitvine wine. And I think I'd seen it before, but I never really paid much attention to it. And I thought it was more of a marketing thing than an actual wine. But she says they are very good. And I checked up the reviews on them since then. And they all, they seem to get some pretty good reviews. So we're going to open it up and we're going to try one out. Now, this wine is a 2017 Pinot Noir. This is a Pinot. Now, there are several. They have a number of different wines to choose from. They have a Cabernet. They have a Pinot. They have a Red Zinfandel, a Rosé, and they have one other white. I can't remember right offhand what it is. But, Stephanie, if you're popping in the chat here shortly, maybe you can refresh my memory on it. I'll get their website up. I can go take a look at that in a minute. But this one, I like Pinots. I have a that's one of my preferences for Pinots, and it goes well. Pinot Noirs tend to go pretty well with a lot of different foods. So we're going to try it out and see how it pairs up. Let's take a look at the back of this wine. There's not much to it. It says Fitvine Wine. That's at Fitvine_wine. I guess that's their Twitter. Might be the Twitter account. 13.9% alcohol by volume in the 750 milliliter bottle. This is a 2017 Pinot Noir, vented and bottled by Fitvine Cellars in Lodi, California. Now, it does give an analysis, and I think the reason they do this is because it's supposed to be for, you know, weight loss, people watching their weights and worried about wines with higher alcohol contents and higher other, you know, things that might, well, contribute to weight gain and prevention of weight loss if you're on a diet. So it gives an average analysis per 5 fluid ounces. Calories, 118. Carbohydrates, 3.7 grams, protein, 0 grams, and fat, 0 grams. So there's no fat, no protein, 3.7 grams of carbohydrates, 118 calories, and that's for every 5 fluid ounces of wine in this bottle. Now, I'm not going to necessarily do a measurement on this. I do definitely need to lose weight. And I tell you what, if I wake up tomorrow morning and I'm a Slim Jim here, I'll definitely be buying another bottle of this. I'm not expecting that to happen, to be honest, but we'll see. Miracles, you know, they can happen. All right, well, let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Before I do that, let me show you what we're having to pair it up with tonight. Tonight, to pair the wine up, we have my wife's lasagna. She served some lasagna tonight. This might be okay with that. Some chicken. And I think Pinots go pretty well with chicken and a lot of other foods. We'll talk about that shortly. We have I think we have the Trader Joe's Creamy Gouda there. And we have a soft mozzarella. I'm not sure about that one. I think the Pinots will go better with some of the medium cheeses. And that's a very soft mozzarella. We'll see. Okay, so let's go ahead and open this bottle of wine. Of course, I no longer have my mechanical corkscrew. I've put it away, and I've retired it because the last couple of times it didn't work so well. I'm just going to go ahead and cut the foil on this thing. And it has an interesting little, I don't know if you can see this up close, but give me a closer shot. Has a little fit guy or gal or person on the front. It's basically the same thing as the logo on the front, where you have the person with the, he has, it looks like he's holding a bunch of, he's running and he's holding a bunch of grapes in one hand and a wine glass in the other. So this should be good. All right, well, I'm going to, that's funny, I never really noticed that. I just saw the figure running. I figured it was a fit figure, but I didn't really consider it was he was holding the grapes and the wine. I didn't really pay that much attention to it. Let's go ahead and open this bottle. Put it down here. Make it easier for me to get to. And we'll get this bottle open, and we'll see how it works. Oh, man. Let's see if this... There we go. It comes out fairly easily. Actually, it's not too bad. Well, it's not all the way out. There we go. Okay. That sounds a that's a healthy sound. Okay. And it may not be corked. Okay, that's good. All right. Well, also to pour it, I've got my handy, you know, my chair is really squeaking badly. I was looking for some WD-40 earlier and couldn't find it before the show. I know I misplaced it somewhere, but this chair's driving me nuts. A little more on that later. Adventures with a squeaky chair. Okay, and I have my Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set. Fits in the mouth of the bottle quite nicely. And by the way, this wine is chilled. This wine has been chilled in my wine fridge down to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. And so it's nice and cool, nice and chilled. And you really kind of want to chill a Pinot if you can. A Pinot Noir, it's chill it between 55 and 65 degrees. It's a good thing to do. I wouldn't stick it in the refrigerator. If you keep your refrigerator pretty cold, that's a little bit too cold, I think. But 55 to 65, you're okay. All right, and to, of course, to pour it, the glass we're going to pour it in is my Galway Genuine Crystal Irish Crystal Glass that was given to me by my employers at By Two Ear Radios. And we're going to pour a little bit of this wine in here. And not too much, but we're going to let it breathe for a few moments. And while we do, let's find out some more about this wine. And I'm about to toss this squeaky chair and stand up for the rest of the show. Okay, let's see. Now, I'm looking around, and FitVine's website, I'm looking on their website, and I'm going to kind of read this. This is coming from their website. They give a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee on every purchase of their wine online. And you can purchase their wine online in some states, not all states. Some states don't allow wine shipments from interstate or interstate. The states that do, though, and I think there's a list of them on the site somewhere. I'm pretty sure there is. Most sites do have them. If it does ship to your state, you should be able to purchase it there. Now, it says here shipping is included when you purchase a case. But before we get into purchasing a case, let's find out if this one bottle is okay. I'm reading from their website now. I'm quoting here. Our story doesn't include fancy chateaus or barrels. Let me try that again. Our story doesn't include fancy chateaus or barrels hewed from the limbs of majestic oaks. We're okay with that, and we think you will be too. That's why we've made FitVine to simply be great tasting wine that you come to expect. Now, they're saying that their Pinot has toasted cedar, black cherries, hints of orange blossom, and honey with a round, velvety mouthfeel. Well, we'll see how that works out. According to the website, the FitVine wines have less sugar, fewer sulfites, and no flavor additives or GMOs. Do they add flavors to the wines? We're going to find out more about that another time. Let's see. And I did read the average analysis. They have it printed on their site. Now, according to the website, this bottle retails at $19.99 for this bottle. $19.99. Now, that's not quite what I paid for it. And I was a little on the pricier side because I was trying to keep down to the lower end, wines on the lower ends. But it, you know, during this pandemic, and we're all in our homes, and everybody's on a lot of people are on a budget. But I kind of sprung for this one because it was a recommendation, came highly recommended. So I thought, well, why don't I do that? Let's give ourselves a little break and a little treat if it turns out to be a really good wine. I looked on, let's see, where is it? Where did I see here? Okay, across the internet, the 2017 FitVine Pinot Noir at Woods Wholesale. Is that Woods Wholesale Wine? I'm not sure where that is. $15.97 a bottle. Total wine was selling for $17.99 a bottle, and a couple other places had it for about the same price. Willamette Valley, oh no, excuse me, that's a different brand of rum wine. Okay, so this FitVine Pinot Noir, $15.97. I'll tell you what I paid for it. My wife actually, I owe her some money. She went out and picked it up for me. because she is the designated purchaser. We picked this up at the local Harris Teeter up here, which is the supermarket, and we paid $18.99 for this bottle. $18.99. That doesn't include tax, but that's probably 19 something. Well, whatever tax is there. And on Vivino's site, they had it for $17.97. So I kind of paid a median price for this wine. It's less than what they have it on the Fitvine site with their retail prices for it. But let's go ahead and give it a little swirl. And there's some aromas there. There's some aromas. A little bit, let me check the chat here real quick before we start. Stephanie says, hey. And Stephanie, hey, right back at you. I'm glad you could join us. And like I said, we're trying this Fitvine wine. We're going to see how it tastes. Now, you've had them and you've tried them. I'm going to give it a shot. We're going to see what happens. Anything going on Twitch and YouTube? Nothing. Kind of quiet there. All right. Let's get back to tasting this wine. Now, I can smell on the nose, I can smell some cherry. Yeah, cherry, maybe a little hint of raspberry. And it smells a little bit oaky, not much, a little bit. That's what I get in the whiffs here. Get a little cranberry in there. Cranberry, cherry, some cherry. The cranberry, I think the cranberry is a little more pronounced than the cherry is. Little peppery too, a little peppery, and it's not real tannic. It's somewhere in between that. It's a little bit smoother, but it's very dry. This is a very, very dry wine. And I like dry. Don't get me wrong, I like dry, but this is drier than a lot of other dry wines that I've tried, and particularly a lot of other dry Pinots that I've tried. This is a very dry wine. And I think the one reason for that is probably because that they've got less sugar in it. Let me see. Very dry. Very dry. It's a little acidic. Actually, it's a little more acidic than I really expected. But it's not that tannic, and it's fairly smooth. Fairly smooth in the tongue, and it's a little bit velvety going down. It's a little bit velvety. There's not a lot of aftertaste. There's not a very lingering finish to it. It's kind of a light aftertaste, but it's kind of a medium-bodied wine. Now, there are some – the thing is about Pinots is that they will average from between light and medium-bodied. This one's a little on the medium body side, medium side. So, and you can see through the lights, I think you can kind of see a little bit through it, a little translucency there. So it's, and usually even in these lights, a lot of the wines that I've tried that are kind of medium to dark, to heavy wines are very, very, you can't really see through the glass much. A little hint of tobacco in there too, I think. Or is that, what is it? It's peppery. Maybe it's not tobacco. Maybe it's pepper. And there's some oak in there. I think it's a little oaky. But they say they don't. They're not using all these fancy oak barrels. So I don't know if they're really doing this in oak barrels at all. But they get the cherry and the cranberry. Cherry cranberry. And, you know, maybe that's that kind of cranberry taste that makes it a little bit tart. I think just a little bit tart, which is not bad. I kind of like tart. Yeah, but When I took my first taste, this is live, folks. We don't get any second takes, do we? When I took my first taste of this wine, it was it did seem a little on the tart side. And I attributed that to being to the just the dryness, but I think there it's just a little tart anyway. So it's not bad. It's not. I like tart. Kind of depends on the mood I'm in, but I tell you what, you drink enough of this, it'll put you in a pretty good mood, I'm sure. Anyway, that's what we got. We're going to pair it up with some foods here in just a moment, but let me go back to the chat and see what we've got going on the chat. Stephanie says, glad you are trying this, and so am I. I mean, so far, it seems pretty good. It seems pretty decent. Now, I'll tell you what, Stephanie, if I wake up tomorrow and I've lost 5 pounds, I know, wishful thinking. But if I get up tomorrow and I've lost 5 pounds, I'm going over there and I'm buying a case of this. Okay, I am buying a full case. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. All right, well, let's try pairing it with some foods. And what I have here tonight to pair it with, I have some chicken. Now, pinots will go good with a lot of different foods. And it'll go good with some gamey foods, you know, maybe some lamb. It'll go good with some duck. I don't have any lamb or duck tonight. I very rarely have duck on my plate. When I do, the next time I do, I'll be sure to get something like this and try it with it. And I usually will have it with a pinot along those lines. If I do have duck, I'll try to get a pinot for it. I have chicken. I have grilled chicken here. So we're going to try it with that because it should go pretty well with the chicken. And it should go, now if you eat pork, it'll probably go pretty well with the pork, I'm guessing, because that's the other white meat, right? I don't eat the pork myself, but I try to eat healthy. And most people that are trying to eat healthy are going to stay off some of those foods that are really not good for you overall. But we're going to try it with the chicken. We'll see how it goes. And my wife made this the other night. Very good, by the way. It's leftovers, but you know, something about leftovers seem to taste better the second day, don't they? Although I think we had this a couple of days ago. All right. Yeah, it's been in the fridge for a while. Still good. It's still very good. Okay, I like it with the chicken. It's okay with chicken. Kind of accentuates the grill, because I think there's a grilled chicken and it kind of accentuates that a little bit. I kind of like that. The chicken was good. Chicken's good. Now let's try it with a lasagna. My wife made a lasagna tonight, and the thing is with the lasagna with pastas, peanuts will go pretty good with pastas for the most part. But you want to get something that's more just tomato-based pasta, not we don't want any creamy white sausage, you know, like fettuccines and things like that. They go better with a tomato-based sauce. And we happen to have one here. We have a tomato and meat sauce here with this lasagna. So we're going to try it with that. It really kind of brings out the flavor of the tomato sauce in here. We also have some ricotta cheese in here, and I think it actually works okay with the ricotta, as a matter of fact. Let me try another taste of this. Yeah, I had my dinner tonight, but this is good. Yeah, it works pretty well with the lasagna. I like that. Pairs well with the lasagna, with both the cheese and the ricotta and the pasta, all of those. I think my wife also put in some spinach in there, and she has some meat in here too. She has some ground beef, I think. Let's try it. I'm not so sure that this is going to go well with the mozzarella, but we'll try it with the mozzarella, because this is a very soft mozzarella. And when you have pinots, you kind of want to really pair them up with more medium cheeses. And a lot of people swear by Gruyere's. Gruyere cheeses seem to go well with pinots. I don't have one, but I have the next best thing to that, which would be the Trader Joe's Creamy Gouda, which is my favorite. But we're going to try it with the mozzarella first. Stephanie says, leftovers are so much better. Yeah, they are. You know, there's a reasoning behind that. There's a reason for it that my wife told me about a couple weeks ago. It seems to make a lot of sense. Let's try it with this. And this is the soft mozzarella. And very soft. I think it's a little bit too, with the cranberry flavor in here, I think it's a little bit too tangy for the mozzarella, just between you and me. I think this mozzarella is too soft. I don't know that I would pair it with the mozzarella too much. Not my favorite, not great. If it's the only one in the house and I have some mozzarella cheese and that's all I've got, I'll eat it and I'll drink it. But it would not be my choice of pairing with this mozzarella. Let's try it with the Trader Joe's Creamy Gouda. And let me get one that doesn't have so much tomato sauce on it. And love this Creamy Gouda. Oh, yeah. Well, folks, we have another winner. You know, we've been using this Trader Joe's Creamy Gouda for quite a while here on the show. Have not had a miss. Had almost a near miss. That was the wine, not the Gouda. But this one does pretty well. And as a matter of fact, the thing that with this Gouda is that the Gouda is really creamy. And I think the fact is that wine is a little bit on the velvety side going down. Actually makes it seem a little bit creamier. I think it does. At least that's just me. That's just my palate. Tell you what, let me clear my palate for just a minute with a little bit of the wine and with a little bit of water. Excuse me. This is the water. That's the wine. With a little bit of the water, and let's get back to the wine. Now, I'll say that my preliminary review on this. I'm not too surprised because Stephanie, you made a great recommendation because I trust your recommendations on this, and you like the wine. I would say that this is actually pretty good. I'd say it's a little bit pricey for me right now, but it's, because I'm trying to stay away from the two pricier wines to try to keep in step with my budget right now. So I don't know if I'd buy a whole case of this. But once again, you know, if I drop 5 pounds tomorrow, sure, I'll do a case. It'll be worth it just for that. I'm not expecting that to happen, but, you know. And I don't think this wine is by itself supposed to be some sort of magic elixir to make you lose weight. What it's intended to do, from what I've been reading, is that it helps prevent more weight gain due to added sugars in the wines and added, any other additives in the wines and the higher alcohol content. So because of that, because they keep it, a lot of that down, then, of course, that's, and of course, if you don't drink too much of it, you drink it in moderation, that also helps. So I think this overall, this would be a good wine for you to have if you're on a diet or if you're on some kind of, some kind of keto diet or a veggie diet or a kind of diet you're on and you like wine. This is probably a better pairing for that to help keep the weight from increasing, to help keep your weight down, than maybe something that's something else on the shelf that's maybe loaded with 15.5% alcohol or something, like some of the wines we've tried in the past. So in that regard, I would say that this is probably a decent choice for that. I think it's not definitely not a bad choice, and I think the wine itself is actually pretty decent. It tastes pretty good. Kind of tart. If you don't like tart, then you may not prefer this one. Now, I haven't tried the others yet, and maybe, Stephanie, maybe they will have maybe I'll try another one of their wines. Stephanie says they have a great holiday wine, really good for the winter time of years. A bit pricey, it is great for keto. great holiday wine. I'll have to check that out. And it's good for the wintertime. You know, I haven't tried the cab. Now, have you had the cab, Stephanie? Have you had this cab? Is it pretty decent? And I saw the red Zinfandel on there, and I love Zinfandels. I like cabs. So I don't know if how those will work. But if you've had either of those, I might be willing to spring another $20 or so and get one of those and try those next time as well. How much is the price for the holiday wine? I think I saw something about that on their website. Did I? Let me look on their website again. I think let me see if I can find it again. Yeah, I'm just looking on a Pinot page, but I know they had other wines there. Let's check the other streams here, the other chats. Nothing going on Twitch as well, and everything else quiet tonight. It's been kind of quiet lately since we've been in the middle of the pandemic. The very beginning, everybody was watching, and then sort of in the middle, you know, it's gotten a little bit quiet. We have people popping in later in the evening, and part of it's because of the summer. In the wintertime, when it's darker earlier, people tend to get into the show on time. But when it's light out so late that people are out late and they don't get back late and they start checking in towards the end of the stream. And that's one of the reasons why I kept the wine stream going sometimes for a couple hours, because then the chats would start filling up a couple hours later with people visiting after they get home from wherever they were out on a Saturday night because it was dark. I think back when winter rolls back around and we're off daylight savings time, I think we'll have the chats filling up again a lot earlier. In the meantime, I don't think I'm going to change the time. I did that last year, and people complained. Folks complained about it, so I changed it back to 10, and that's kind of where we're going to keep it for the time being. Anyway, so I think that I like the wine. It's okay. I like the wine. Like I said, if you don't like tart, and I do like tart, so I kind of like this wine, and I like it. Kind of like I said, mildly tannic, but very very dry, and. It's also somewhat acidic, so you want to pick foods with some acidity to them that's going to complement this wine, or that this wine is going to complement. Very good. Okay, I like that. That's a good call, Stephanie. It's a great call. I'll tell you what I'll do, Stephanie, for making a good recommendation on this wine. I want to send you a couple of my coasters, my Drink with Rick coasters, and a button. I got a Drink with Rick button here. I don't know if they're going to have a close-up of this thing. Let me see. Let's see. There we go. That's a little bit closer. I have a picture somewhere, but I don't have it loaded up. But I'll send you a couple of these. Just, I'll tell you what, private message me a shipping address where I can ship those out to you, and I'll get them out to you, mailing address of some sort. Just, you know, I'll send them out to you as soon as I can if you want them. And they're just small items, so it's not going to mean much to ship. But I'll send a couple of those out to you. I really, really appreciate the recommendation, by the way. I think I'm going to try this wine again. I'm going to try it again. In fact, I'm going to try it again right now. Yeah, not bad. Okay. That brings us right to the birthdays, doesn't it? We've got some birthdays tonight to celebrate. Stephanie, I know yours is coming up pretty soon. I think next week or so. So come back next week and we'll toast your birthday then, right? I believe that's your birthday. I think I saw something about that there. birthdays for this week. I want to start off with my good friend Taylor Rongholt. And Taylor and I work together at Buy Two Way Radios. And we've worked together for a number of years. And Taylor, she does a lot of the product photography for our products, for our two-way radios. And now I've been doing videos all week. I do the videos, so I'll do some of the photography for that. And I do mostly all the video-related stuff. And of course, do the podcast, Two-Way Radio Show podcast. And do all the blogging and write a lot of the articles for the site and And I actually am the one who puts the products in on the site. But Taylor does all of our product photography. And she does a lot of other things, too. She creates a lot of our banners that we use for the site, for advertising, things like that, promotions. She does a lot of the promotional graphics that we do with. And she's very good at it. She's very good at it. And she's a lot of fun to be around. Now, unfortunately, we haven't seen each other for a while. We've all been working from home. So I haven't been to the office. I don't think she's been there much. Everyone hasn't been in the office, just a couple of people kind of keeping things together that have to do the shipping and things like that. But I'm looking forward to having this pandemic being over some point soon, getting back out there and getting back together in the office with all of my office mates. Anyway, Taylor's birthday is today, the 27th. 627. And Taylor, I want to say happy birthday to you. It's been a while since I've seen you, but I just want to say happy, happy birthday. I hope it's been a great one. I hope it continues to be a great one. And may you have many, many, many more. Here's to Taylor. And you know what, Taylor? I'm going to toast you again because this wine's pretty good. And just because I can. Here's to you, Taylor. Happy birthday. Now, next on the list is my buddy Rob Stone. I don't know if he's in the chat tonight. He pops in from time to time. He pops in and watches the show from time to time. I got to remember to scroll this Facebook chat down, because sometimes it doesn't scroll down and then I miss a whole bunch of comments. So I've got to check up on that. I don't see Rob here tonight, but I know that he's in there. He gets in there sometimes, and he may be watching it later. But just in case you're watching it later, Rob, I want to say happy birthday to you. Your birthday was also today on the 29th. Rob and I go way back to the days of On Force and the Force Field podcast. And anyway, here's to you, Rob. Happy birthday. Now, also, I want to give a birthday shout out to my good friend Julie. Julie Parker. Julie and I go way, way back to the days. Yes, she's another WOFL alumni from our days at Channel 35 at WOFL. But I also worked with her at WRBW, Channel 65. Both these stations are Orlando stations. And Julie and I worked together many, many, many years ago at WOFL for a long, long time. And then when I went to Channel 65, they hired me there, and they also hired Julie. Julie went there as well. And so we wound up working together again, which happens a lot. You know, it's not unusual for that to happen in the radio and the TV industry. As people move around a lot in the industry, you get to know a lot of people in the business and in different markets in the same market. And then you'll have a lot of people that wind up working with each other again and at other various points in their career. But Julie, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, many more. And I haven't talked to Julie in ages, but we are friends on Facebook. And we may be connecting on LinkedIn too. I'll have to go check. But a very good, very old friend of mine. We've had a lot of good times together in the station, and a lot of great discussions. And we've had a lot of great conversations and discussions back when we all worked together there. A little fun person, you know, a lot of fun. And let's see, next person, Jason Krieger. Jason, your birthday is the 29th. That's Monday. And actually, Julie, I forgot to mention, Julie's birthday is the 28th. That's tomorrow. Julie's birthday is tomorrow on the 28th. That's a happy birthday, Julie. Jason's birthday is Monday. Happy birthday to you, Jason. Jason is another person that I worked with at OnForce. We were doing IT. He runs an IT company, computer company. Here's to Jason. Happy birthday. And I also want to give a special birthday toast to my cousin. My cousin Charlene. Charlene Hansen. Charlene, who is a few years older than me, but and someone that we, when we were kids, we looked up to a lot because she was the older cousin. Now, if you remember, last week, I believe, on the wine stream, I toasted in memoriam my Aunt Bobby Hansen. And this is her daughter. This is her eldest daughter. Charlene and the Hansons. Bobby Hanson was my mom's cousin, but they were close like sisters. So she considered more sisters. So we kind of grew up with their family for the most part in Florida, and we thought of them more as actual, you know, first cousins than anything else. So they're really, Charlene's really my the first and second cousin, I believe, or third cousin. I'm trying to remember now. Is he there? Okay. Yeah. Aunt Bobby was my mother's first cousin. I was Aunt Bobby's second cousin, but we called her aunt, as you would say. And, then her kids, Charlene and my other cousins there would be my third cousins. But we were all fairly close cousins when we were kids. We were all, you know, they lived not too far away from us, and we saw each other often for a long time, and hung out together. All of us cousins did. So yeah, here's to you, Charlene. Happy birthday! I'll toast you again. Also, happy birthday to Charlene. And may you have many, many more to come. Let's see. I think that does it for the birthdays this week, but we have some national days. And this is where I kind of get off on my tangents, right? I'll pick a national day and I'll say, oh, yeah, I like that day. And then I start going into some long story. I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet tonight, folks. I don't want to go over I don't want to go 2 hours like I did last week. But I'm going to try and keep it. Try and keep it somewhat short tonight. It's been a long week. I'll explain that in a few minutes, maybe, if I can remember to do so. Let me check all the chats here. Nothing else going on. Things are going on Twitter, but let's see. We're live. We're live everywhere. Everything looks good tonight. And I will tell you more about that in a minute, too, if I remember that. Because I was going to do that last week, and I forgot. So, let's see. It looks like it hung up a little bit on Facebook. I don't know if it really hung up on Facebook or it's just me clicking around. But there we go. Okay, so where were we? National Days, June. National Days. Today, June 27th, 2020, is National Onion Day. National Onion Day. And right off the bat, I've got a story. How about that? Just popped into my head. My last name being Savoia, named for royalty, Savoia is Savoia. I say it is in Spanish is a Spanish word for onion. So a lot of people call us onion family, whatever. Sometimes those who speak Spanish sometimes, and so I was known as Rick Onion sometimes. When I was younger, I was known by a lot of other names. I'm not going to go into those now, but onion was one of them. Anyway, National Onion Day. I like onions, and I like them grilled. I like them fresh in a burger, but I like them grilled as well. Grilled onions are good. So here's a National Onion Day. We have also National HIV Testing Day. That's today. That's really a more serious subject. HIV testing day, and I think that's something important to toast. And another important day that I want to toast. Yeah, I'm going to do some toasting here. Another important day to toast is National Ice Cream Cake Day. Who doesn't like a good ice cream cake? I do, but I'm not, you know, to be honest, I'm not crazy about ice cream. I like them okay. But my daughter, Tia, she loves ice cream cakes, and oftentimes when a birthday rolls around, she'll want an ice cream cake or a cookie cake, a cake made out of, it's just a giant cookie made like a cake. So she likes those. Here's a National Ice Cream Cake Day. I'm trying to stay off the ice cream, and hopefully with this Fit Mind wine, I can stick to my latest diet, which is the Fit Mind wine diet. We'll see how that works. Yeah, I'm kidding. Well, not really. It's decent wine. National Sunglasses Day. Today's National Sunglasses Day. As a matter of fact, Marlo Anderson, who I'm friends with on Facebook, who is the CEO of NationalDayCalendar.com, which is where I get all my national days from, NationalDayCalendar.com, he posted something about National Sunglasses Day today. And I thought, oh, I did not know that until I looked at my 2020 National Day Calendar and found that, yes, indeed, it's National Sunglasses Day. Who knew? So here's a National Sunglasses Day. Mm-hmm. And it's also National Orange Blossom Day. You know, when I was a kid, I remember, and this was before Disney opened, and Florida was pretty much all orange groves. And you can go outside and you could smell the orange blossoms. It was a wonderful, wonderful smell. It was just a very, very nice smell, the orange blossoms. And as the town of Orlando grew, the whole area, in the whole Orange, Seminole, Osceola area kind of grew, and all of those orange groves started to disappear. Not because they died out, because they were being cut down to build houses and apartments and hotels and all kinds of tourist traps and you know, just a lot of businesses and everything like that. And the orange groves just kind of disappeared over time. It's kind of a sad thing. I mean, there's such a thing as progress, but it's kind of sad to see a lot of that go away. And, you know, last time I went out of my house, I before we left O-Town, I wasn't smelling orange blossoms. I was just smelling cut grass from people's lawns. I like the smell of oranges better. Of orange groves, orange blossoms. Here's the National Orange Blossom Day. It's also PTSD Awareness Day, post-traumatic stress syndrome disorder, post-traumatic. I can't even say it now. I haven't had too much wine here, but okay. You know what PTSD is? PTSD awareness. Honestly, the wine has not kicked in. Okay, there's not that much in there. It's just me wixing my merds up. National PTSD Awareness Day. I think that's something we all should be aware of. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Thank you. And today is also Summer's Giving. It's the Saturday after summer solstice. Summer solstice was last week. So today is the Saturday after that, and it is Summer's Giving. I'm not really sure what that's all about, but here's to Summer's Giving. June 28th is National Logistics Day. Let me tell you something about logistics. Lately, the logistics have been... I shouldn't make this a rant. The logistics have been pretty bad when it comes to some deliveries from places like, should I mention them? I mean, UPS, USPS, FedEx, whoever else is delivering packages now. It's been pretty horrendous. And we've had a lot of shipments delayed. They blame it on various things, but I think a lot of it is just, I don't know. It's and then UPS wants to raise their rates, right? Or maybe they've already done that. I don't know. I think that's bad form, I think. But, you know, that's just me. Don't get me started on the whole logistics thing. But here's the logistics, National Logistics Day. I hope that it improves. National Paul Bunyan Day. He was the guy with the axe that cut down on the trees, right? National Insurance Awareness Day. I'm aware of insurance. I know that we all pretty much pay through the nose for all the insurance that we have. Here's to National Insurance. National Insurance Awareness Day. We're aware of it. as they say on the website. Now, who do you think invented that? Insurance companies? Geico? Here's to National Alaska Day. Tomorrow's National Alaska Day, one of the great 50 states. National Alaska Day. And that's pretty cool. By the way, there are a couple of national days coming up that I next couple of days that I would like to acknowledge. You got National Camera Day, which I started off as in photography and filmmaking a long, long time ago. National Camera Day, National Waffle Iron Day. Just don't hit me over the head with one. National Almond Butter Crunch Day. Not really big on almonds, but you can drink to that. And June 30th, that's on June 29th, by the way. That's Monday. June 30th, which is, it's Monday. June 30th, which is Tuesday, is National Meteor Watch Day. I'm glad somebody's out there watching meteors. Don't want to get hit with one. And also Social Media Day. Did you know that June 30th is Social Media Day? Okay, I'll drink to that. Social Media Day. Who knew? And I think those are the national days we're going to cover for this week. I think I'm going to, I don't want to go too long with that and drink too much in this bottle. But Ed's in the chat. Ed's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. And Ed says the amazing theme park entertainer Lauren Ann Anderson is singing as a pirate queen in Pirate Dinner Adventure on her 30th birthday. Her 30th birthday, she's singing as a pirate queen in Pirate Dinner Adventure. You know what? We've been in Orlando. Last time we were there, I think we did that, didn't we, Chi? We did the pirate dinner adventure. That was very entertaining. That was a very, very entertaining show. You know, we have the dinner, sit around and watch the pirates, and they do this, put on the show with the pirates attacking. It's a lot of fun. I don't want to go into it all, but it's a lot of fun. I had some pictures. I should have brought some. I didn't know that. If I'd known that, I would have had some pictures because we took a lot of pictures at that show. But, well, Ed, thanks a lot. I appreciate the tip. And I'll tell you what, here is to Lauren Ann Anderson working on her 30th birthday. I can appreciate that. I can really appreciate that. On her 30th birthday, here's to Lauren Ann Anderson. Happy birthday, Lauren. And by the way, if you haven't seen one of those shows, it's a good thing to catch. It's fun to watch. Stephanie says we have had a huge problem with packages being delivered. It's horrible. You too, Stephanie. It's not an anomaly. We've had problems here too. We've had problems at work, and we've had problems all over the place where they've just delayed it for various reasons, and they make up a lot of different excuses for it. To be honest, I don't know if I buy any of them to be straight. It's amazing, but and I think one of the reasons is probably because they're being overloaded with everyone staying home during the pandemic. I think this is actually the real reason. With everyone being home during the pandemic, it has really strained because everyone's ordering from Amazon and online, Best Buy, and wherever they're buying things from, mostly Amazon, I'll say. And companies like our company, Buy Two Way Radios, because we're mostly an online retailer. An online retailer of two way radios. But I think with this surge, the huge surge, and everyone staying home and ordering online instead of going out to the retail markets, that it's put a huge, huge strain. There's been a huge uptake in the logistics requirements and all the deliveries and all the delivery systems out there, and they can't handle it. They weren't really made. As much as they have tried to upscale over the years with the invention of the internet and the growth of online commerce, e-commerce, that sort of thing, they've upscaled slowly at a pace, at a certain pace. Now, this is just my take. It's not really a rant, but this is just my theory on it. Take it as you will. But I think over the years, the last 20 years, because let's face it, people, there was before the internet, everyone was buying things mail order, right? And there was a lot of mail delivery going mail order. And of course, the U.S. Postal Service was pretty much mainly the only game in town before UPS and FedEx and some of those other people, those other players came along, DHL and whatever. And Airborne, I remember Airborne. Now, 20, 30 years ago, yeah, they were all there, but I think that it was before the invention of the internet, they were able to scale up as they needed, as there was natural growth in the various industries. Now, I remember working at Channel 35, we'd get all our films and our videos shipped in and out using some of these couriers and UPS and the USPS and all that. But that was just kind of natural growth. They would just upscale as they needed to. And I think with the internet, with the e-tailing boom, I should say the e-commerce boom back in the 90s, early 2000s, when you had more and more people getting online, it still happened gradually enough that they were able to upscale as they needed. You know, they just grew as everything else grew. And then, of course, in the last 5 years or so, as e-tailing really took hold and it began to outpace, like, for instance, Black Friday, Cyber Monday outpaced Black Friday in sales for the last couple of years in a row. And it's grown, has been continued growth. And, the rival of Amazon online has really fueled a lot of that. I think that they had to scramble a little bit faster to get up to speed and to keep up the pace, more or less. But here's what happened. Just a few months ago, everything was fine until just a few months ago. And then back in around March, then we had this COVID-19 pandemic hit, and we have all of these stay-at-home orders. And all of a sudden, people are finding themselves, well, how am I going to get this? How am I going to get that? Now, of course, all the retailers are closed. The natural option is to go e-tailing, right? I don't need to go into a long dissertation about that because I think everybody knows what's happened. It's just recent history. It's still ongoing. But I think what happened here was that this was such a jolt. This was such a sudden shock to the logistics system. To the system of supply, of delivery, things like that, that I don't that nobody was prepared for it. And you can't really blame the shippers for that. You can't really blame the shippers for that. It wasn't their fault. It was not a pandemic of their making. It just happened. It's like, it just all happened to everybody. But I think what happened was that with all of the sudden surge and everything, that they couldn't deal with it. It was too much all at once, and a lot of them have been having to scramble around to trying to figure out how to deal with this, to how to scale up quickly because they weren't built to do that. They were built for a gradual scale up. They weren't built for the sudden, boom, instant surge of everybody doing everything online. So I think that, and this is my theory. That's my theory, and you can take it as you want. You can agree or disagree if you want. It's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But that's just my personal theory as to what's happening. Now they're blaming it on things like, they're blaming it on riots and blaming it on other things. But I think the COVID-19 pandemic, I think, is probably a somewhat legit one. But I think it has more to do, rather than just the pandemic, has more to do with the fact that they were unprepared to deal with this sudden surge. So I think that's what we're all experiencing right now. I think eventually at some point they will get up to speed on it, and they will get everything together. But for the time being, I think they're really trying to figure out how they're going to get everything taken care of in a very, very short period of time. Anyway, so I know it's easy to get upset with UPS. I saw a UPS site. My son Tommy was on a UPS UPS sucks site the other day, and everybody's complaining about UPS. I was complaining about UPS. I've had stuff that's been delayed for a long time. It partially delayed me shooting some videos for work. That I needed some stuff that I need to shoot videos for work, and that delayed that. It put me somewhat behind on the videos. There are a couple of other factors that were involved too, but that kind of put me behind. It was a big factor. Some things that I needed that I thought I had, but I didn't, and I needed them, so I had to order them. I figured I could get them in a day or two and do these shoots for these videos, and it didn't happen. There were all these delays. Got them. I'm still waiting for one item, actually. Did my shooting without it in the end, but the bottom line here is that it's inconvenienced all of us, and a lot of people are very, very upset, and it's easy to just blame these guys for everything. Listen to me, because my son's listening right now. He's saying, Dad, you were just cursing out UPS the other day. Well, yeah, I kind of was. But it was a reactionary thing. But to be honest, in retrospect, so to speak, I understand that there was just a lot happening too fast for them, and they're not able to scale up that quick. So I don't think it's completely their fault. I think it's UPS is actually raising the rates from what I understand, or has already done so. I'm not sure that is a good move right now. I really don't think that's a good move right now for UPS, but it is what it is, right? So I think that's where we are. And who knows what's going to happen the next few months, but hopefully things will settle down. Maybe they'll get all their ducks in a row, and we can get back to receiving our packages as normal, more or less, somewhat normal. We'll see. But just try to have a little patience with them. And just try to have a little patience. And you know what? The wine will help. The wine will help. You have a glass of wine. If you're getting frustrated or whatever, have a glass of wine. Calm down a little bit. Enjoy the wine. Now, of course, if you're waiting for a shipment of wine and it hasn't arrived yet, I can understand your frustration. But look, we'll get through this, right? We'll all get through this. That's what we do. Okay, so I think that's got it for the national days, and I think it's got it for all that stuff. I was going to mention a couple of things about what happened with my video shoots and things like that. I don't know if I really want to go through that right now, but I shot some video this week. I've been shooting video the last few weeks for some products. That some newer products. This is one of them right here. This radio, this is a GMRS radio, and there's a MERS version of it too. But this has been kind of a rough period for me. That's why I haven't been on Facebook a whole lot, because I've had my nose in trying to get these done. I've had a lot of. I don't want to say technical issues. I've had some logistical issues with getting the videos done. And I've also had some issues with, and that I've already mentioned, of course, but I've also had some issues with having to do reshoots and things like that, because I've had to come up with some other things that I've had to deal with. But the last one, hopefully I'll have that finished here this weekend and I can get that done with that. I don't know how they're all going to turn out, to be honest. I think I'm ready to be done with the videos for a little while and move on to some other things. But anyway, that was my week this week, is shooting a lot of video, editing a lot of video, doing a lot of post-production and stuff, and having to deal with certain post-production issues that were unexpected. I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of things about video. Now, you know, I do this wine stream. I have my studio here. I have a studio built. And when my boss first said, hey, you do some videos from home, I was thinking, no problem. I've got a whole studio. I've got everything I need here. A lot of this is actually a duplicate of a lot of what I have at work. And our studio at My Tour Radios. However, that area that I use there is larger than this. This is considerably smaller. The thing is that what I didn't figure on were doing product videos. Now, I do a lot of videos. I do the wine stream. I do a lot of other stuff. But product videos per se, this is the first time I've really done product. Now, I take it back a little bit. Tommy and I have done review videos and unboxings of some products for our Free Stuff Show podcast and video. We've done videos in the past for that. But this is a little different. And this is a little more involved. And I thought at first, I told my boss, I said, I'm all set up for doing that. I can do it. Not a problem. But then when I sat down and started doing this, put it together, I realized I was missing this and this and this and some other things that I needed to really do this. And then I realized just how unprepared I was for doing product videos. And it was a little stressful. It was a little stressful because I had deadlines here that, I've had to, try to meet. And I made commitments on these videos that it took me longer to do it than I planned because I didn't have everything. I was not prepared. I thought I was prepared, but I really wasn't. And when it came down to it, I'd be in the middle of something and I'm thinking, oh, wait, I don't have one of these. I don't have that. I don't have this. I got to go order this. And of course, wait for that to show up. Or I had to take care of this or work around something if it didn't show up or if I didn't have it and have a way to figure out how to do it in a smaller area. So it was a little bit more, I learned some things. Let me put it this way. I was not prepared as I thought I was. I didn't make it happen, but it took a lot more work and it took a lot more thinking out of the box, so to speak. I had to find creative ways to work around some things that I thought I could do, and it turns out I couldn't because of certain things, certain circumstances, or things that I didn't have at my disposal. So I made it work, but it was kind of stressful. And I've had to do some reshoots. I've had to re-record several things. Matter of fact, yesterday, I had to re-record something that I recorded for a segment of one of these videos the night before. But I did that at about 4 in the morning. And then when I went back and listened to it, the recording, it was horrible. It was horrible. I was like, wow, I can't believe. I was half asleep when I did it. And you can tell it was not my best work. It was definitely not my best work. So I recruited Tommy to help me reshoot that and re-record some of that. And I was a little bit worried that it wasn't going to work out very well. But when I went back and checked, it was fine. So I was much relieved. I didn't have to go back and reshoot it a third time. So that was my week. How was yours? How was your week? Enough about me. Let's talk about you. So let's see what else is going on in the chat. Nothing else at the moment. But look, we're probably going to wrap this up here very shortly, a little bit earlier, because I want to retire a little early. I have to get up early in the morning and clean out the garage that I was supposed to do last week, but it was Father's Day, and I actually did not do that, even though I said I was going to. I actually took a nap. I did get my Father's Day nap. How about that? And I'll tell you what, I'll drink to that, because that was much needed and much appreciated. Thank you, Chi, for the great Father's Day nap that I really, really needed. And I did sleep, and she took pictures of me while I was sleeping. She went out, I was sleeping on the couch, and she took pictures of it, and she showed them to me today, and I thought, oh man, don't post it on Facebook. And she probably will. That was my Father's Day nap. It was very refreshing. I much needed. Anyway, so, oh yeah, you know what? That's another thing. Speaking of pictures, my daughter took, we were sitting around today, a little family meeting, and our dog Cosmo, those little tubular pillows that they have. She gave one to the dog, left it to let the dog have, and I'm still not sure why. It was messed up or something. I don't know. She had to let the dog have it. The dog gets a lot of the leftovers, right? Well, we're talking, and then I look down and I happen to see the dog in his little dog bed, and he's got the pillow, and he really took a liking to it right away, because this is what he has. He's just hugging this. He's over here. He's not actually sleeping. He was asleep until I woke him up. But Tia took this picture. It's really cute. Tia took this picture of Cosmo, Tommy's dog, and She gave him the pillow in his doggy bed, and he just took a liking to it so much that he just hugged that pillow, took a nap, and was hugging that pillow. And yes, he was hugging it. Okay, he was just anytime he gets a new toy, he appreciates his new toys. He appreciates his pillows. But there he is. He had just woken up from a nap, and it was just really cute. We got a bunch of pictures of this. Really cute. He's hugging his new pillow. He really likes that pillow. So that's Cosmo. He holds it like that. He's letting everybody know that's his pillow. That's his pillow. So that's Cosmo. So also I want to make a quick mention, real quick, that the hurricane season is in full swing. They're expecting hurricanes. We've already had a couple of early entries into the hurricane season, and they're expecting more. Right now, it's a little dry outside for us, but it's been raining in some other areas, I know. But hurricane season is upon us. If you don't have one now, and this is what I've blogged about this many, many times on their website, By Two Way Radios, I have blogged quite a bit extensively over the years, and I'm a big believer of this. This is a personal belief that you really want to be prepared for this stuff. The time for getting a weather radio, an emergency weather radio, and putting together an emergency kit, you know, if you go to ready.gov, that's ready.gov, it's a government website, they have a list of things you should be ready for various emergencies, like weather emergencies, pandemics, and like the one we're going through now, and things like that. You really want to be prepared for things like hurricanes, especially if you live in some of the eastern seaboard states or the Gulf states, you know, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, up and down the East Coast. So I don't need to list all the states. But even inland, sometimes they'll come in and they cut in the wrong place, Louisiana, and they cut in the wrong spot. They can cut in pretty far inland and really wreak havoc on a lot of things. So the time for getting a weather radio isn't when there's a hurricane approaching. Don't wait till a hurricane is approaching to prepare your emergency kit. And, of course, the third item on the emergency kit at ready.gov is a weather radio. And I think the fifth item, I believe, is a two-way radio. So you can have emergency communications, because I tell you what, if you lose power, when you lose power during an emergency like that, you're not going to have anything. The two-way radio is going to be your last resort, because cell phone towers go down, cell phone service goes down, internet goes down, phone lines go down. You got nothing except two-way radio, range communications with two-way radios. And you really want to be prepared with that. Have the emergency kit ready. Have a weather radio or two-way radio or both, preferably, or one that has both features, and be ready. But the time for doing that is not when a hurricane's bearing down on us. It's just like the time to go out and get lumber for boarding up your windows isn't when the hurricane's approaching, because you're going to go out and find that there's no lumber at the Home Depot or the Lowe's or wherever you go buy lumber. It's the same thing with the water. We try to keep water stocked up somewhat. We try to anyway. And we were actually fairly well covered during the beginning of the pandemic, with water and with toilet paper. I don't know where that what that was all about, but we were pretty well covered with a lot of that stuff, because we kept ourselves fairly well stocked up with that stuff anyway for emergencies, so we weren't too worried about that. But you can see what happened when the pandemic started, and people were just rushing to the store and beating each other up over toilet paper and tissues and things like that, paper goods, paper products. And it was sad to watch. But the thing is, if you're prepared for that sort of thing ahead of time, and you've got something, you know, stored away for a rainy day, so to speak, then you don't have to worry about that sort of thing. It is true with having an emergency kit ready. Toilet paper is one of the items in an emergency kit, ready.gov. Keep some toilet paper handy. Keep that on hand. Keep some of those other supplies, emergency supplies, on hand so you are not caught empty-handed during an emergency. So when you when you are prepared, the time to prepare really is not when the storm is approaching, because that's where everyone is rushing out to get that stuff. And then you're going to have the long lines, and you're going to have the fisticuffs come out over fighting over stuff like that, and you're going to have the empty aisles and the empty shelves. The time to do that stuff is when everything's great. The time to prepare is when the skies are blue, the sun is out, and there's nothing going on, and you can drive to the store and you can stock up on this stuff and put it away. Now, it makes me sound like a prepper. I wouldn't call myself a prepper, to be honest. There's a lot of things that we do need that we don't have. But you know what? The preppers have kind of the right idea, in a sense. I mean, and taking it in moderation, that you want to have everything kind of prepared, ready, so you don't have to deal with that sort of thing. And having two-way radio or an emergency weather radio is an important thing to have. Get it while the sun is shining, not when the storm is approaching. And Ed says, you were covered with TP. You could have played the mummy. Yeah, that's good. I mean, we were covered, well, you know, figuratively speaking. Yeah, okay. You got me, Ed. Yeah, we were. Now my kids wonder. Now, kids, you know where some of my dad jokes come from. No, I'm just kidding. Ed and I used to love that kind of stuff. Wordplay, puns. I like that kind of stuff. Always have. So anyway, what was it getting at? Oh, yes. Here's my pitch. And it's not really a pitch per se because, yes, for full disclosure, I work for Bi-Two-Way Radios. I sell the radios. But I'm not making money on this, okay? They're not paying me to say that. They're paying me to work there, but I don't make any extra for saying this. This is just something I'm telling you because I'm a big proponent of this. I'm a big proponent of being prepared, okay? And weather radios, we have a ton of them in the house. I have several on my desk as we speak. But if you go to buy2wayradios.com, that's buy2wayradios.com, and you buy any radios, weather radios, two-way radios, whatever radios you want to get, you can get CB radios, you can get business radios if you're a business, call boxes, and of course in this pandemic, you got a lot of curbside service, call boxes, I've written articles about that as well, call boxes and intercom systems and marine radios, if you have a boat, marine radios. If you fly a plane, we got airband radios. We've got GMRS, FRS radios, all kinds of radios. They're just, we have a lot of radios. Whatever your radio you want to get, and I suggest you get a weather radio for starters at least, use the promo code WINESHOW. That's WINESHOW. Once again, WINESHOW. Use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout and you will save an additional 5% off your order, whatever it is. It can be radios, it can be radio accessories, extra batteries, whatever. We have flashlights there. You can get a couple of emergency flashlights there. We have flashlights on the side. You get those, save 5% off your order. These are not cheap flashlights either. These are very, very nice, expensive flashlights. I have one somewhere around here, a couple of them. Anyway, once again, I'm not being paid for that, but as full disclosure, I am the product manager for buy2wayradios.com, so just to let you know. Anyway, so I think that's pretty much almost all I've got except for one other thing. There's one other thing I want to cover, and that's this. You know that we have Start Ugly book. My friend Chris Kremisos wrote this book. And once again, I'm not being paid to do this, okay? I'm doing this because he's a friend of mine and because I read the book. I bought the book, okay? I bought it. I read it. I really enjoyed it. It's a short story, but it tells a great, it's a great example of how to start something If you have a project that you've always wanted to do, something or a dream that you've had, something we wanted you to do, a business you want to start, whatever it was, but have been afraid to do it because everything wasn't perfect, all your ducks in a row weren't in a row, everything wasn't just right, the stars were not aligned to do it just right. Everything had to be perfect when you launch it. This book is telling you, no, do not do that, because if you do that, if you do wait, it's never going to happen. You're never going to do it. And it's a form of procrastination in a way. And it's that fear. It's that fear of failure. It's that fear of not having everything right. It's that fear of being laughed at if people look, you know, or ridiculed if people look at what you're doing and they say, ah, that's never going to work. That can be discouraging, I know. But it's all those fears, but you don't have to fear that. And a simple story, it explains to you why you shouldn't do that, why you should not wait for all that to happen, because it's never going to happen. You just got to start ugly. You got to do it and then perfect as you go along. That's an encapsulation of what's in the book, but it's a really good book. It's a very good motivational book, and it's a great book. This is better than a motivational book. Look, you know, people spend $40 on a motivational poster at work. This beats any motivational poster. I can tell you that. Keep that on your coffee table. And I mean, it's smaller than a motivational poster, and people are making fun. There are memes out there making fun of motivational posters these days. But this one is nothing to sneeze at. It's nothing to make fun of. This is actually a good book. It's great to have on your coffee table, and it's half the price of that. It's $19.99 at Amazon. $19.99, and it's been a big seller for Chris. The thing is, though, the point I'm making is that I'm giving one away. I'm giving one away free, absolutely free. This $20 book is absolutely free to you if you do this. If you send me an email, you send me a little blurb. It does not have to. I'm not looking for long. I mean, you can give me a long dissertation if you want, but I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for a long essays or anything like that. You don't have to do that. Just tell me in a few simple words, in a sentence or so, what idea, project, or dream do you have but have put off starting or completing for one reason or another? I'll read it again. What idea, project, or dream do you have but have put off starting or completing for one reason or another? If you do that and you send it to rick@savoyamedia.com, I'll put you in the pot to win. We'll draw a winner here next week. Next week, we're going to draw a winner. This is on the 4th of July. Next Saturday is the 4th of July. I hope you show up then. Everybody's out there celebrating. We're going to be having fireworks everywhere, and neighbors are going to be all shooting them off. So it's probably a bad idea for me to actually do a wine stream next week. But we're going to try it anyway. Anyway, you do it next week. Next week, we're going to pull a winner, and someone is going to win a copy, a free copy of Start Ugly. I have entries. Just send me your entry, and we'll see who wins. We'll pull a winner and next Saturday night, right here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we'll see who wins a copy of Start Ugly by Chris Kremitzos. Anyway, so that's pretty much all I have tonight. I think it's about time to wrap it up. Yeah, it's definitely about time to wrap it up. I said I was going to go short, and I don't want to go any longer than I have. But I want to say that for my final recap on this wine, what we've been drinking is the this is my squeaky chair. I got to get that fixed for next week, don't I? We've been drinking the Fitvine Pinot Noir 2017. This is 2017 Pinot Noir. This is a California. It's from Lodi, California. 13.5% alcohol by volume in the 750 milliliter bottle. And this, I purchased this from local Harris Teeter. This is our local, I think you can probably get it at Publix or some of the Publix in your area. Or I don't know, you know, your local supermarket. It's available. It's available in a lot of places. Total Wine has it. Total Wine has it. It can be special ordered from Wine Store, winestore-online.com, which I frequent here in the Blakeney area. And they don't have it in stock, but they can order it. They can order it for you. They can get it. And I called yesterday, and they said that they could do that. So I'm not sure what their pricing is, but official price on the website is $19.99. I picked up mine for $18.99. couple of dollars less. And I didn't have, you know, they had free shipping if you buy a case. But I just want to try one bottle first. Maybe I'll go for the case at some point. I want to thank Stephanie for recommending this wine. I think it's a good recommendation, Stephanie. I really do, and I really appreciate it. And once again, I want to send you some of this, some swag, and let me know. PM your email at ricksawaymedia.com. Email me a mailing address where I can send this to you, and I'll send it out to you right away. I really, really appreciate it. It's a good recommendation. Thank you very much. And what else did I have on here? Oh, I think that was about it, wasn't it? No, yeah. Stream of consciousness, what can I say? And no show notes tonight. I don't know what happened there. So anyway, I want to thank you for being with me here tonight. And of course, we were drinking this Fifth Eye wine. And once again, the final on this is that it's pretty good. It goes pretty well with the, it'll go well with the lasagna that my wife made. It goes pretty well with the grilled chicken. I didn't care for it much with the lasagna. I liked it with the lasagna. I didn't care for it with the soft mozzarella. It was a little too soft. And I liked it with the Trader Joe's creamy Gouda cheese. And I think it would go good with some lamb. It'd go good with some grilled meats. Maybe a light steak, thin steak, maybe. I think it would go well with chicken. It goes well with chicken. Establish that. It'd go well. I think it'd probably go good with some mushrooms. You like mushrooms and things like that, some veggies and things. It'll go good with the mushroom end of that. It goes good with some medium cheeses, I think, really. But I think it's a pretty good all around wine to drink. I'm mixing my words up again. And I would buy this again. I would buy this again. Now, you know what? I would like to try, now that Stephanie mentioned it, I would like to try the Cab and the Red Zinfandel. And she said there's a holiday wine. I'm going to have to look into that, Stephanie. Maybe we can do that during the holidays this coming year. We'll see. I'll write that down. I'll keep some notes on that. Anyway, if you have any wine recommendations, let me know. I'd be happy to check them out. I want to say thank you to everyone who's joined me in the chat today. I want to thank Stephanie and Ed and everyone else who's joined me in the chat. Let's see. Mr. Tables One, thanks for following me as well on Twitch. And everyone who has joined me on or is listening or watching on YouTube, thank you for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. Next week, I'm not sure we're going to open it next week. It's kind of a wild card. We'll see. But until then, I want everyone to have a great week. I want everyone to have a safe week. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive. Because I want everyone to come back next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream so we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.